This is Karina Wynne-Moylan from Bay FM's Arts Canvas, and we're talking to author Graham Simpson. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning, Karina.
Now, I'm fascinated to learn that you started in data and computer programming and areas like that. You're sort of an expert at that, and you've gone all the way into writing romantic novels. How did you make that leap?
Well, I made it relatively slowly. I enrolled in a course in screenwriting, and I spent 5 years learning screenwriting while I continued to do consulting work in information technology and business. And after spending 5 years working on my school project, which was a romantic comedy, I decided to rewrite it as a novel, and that part went really quickly.
How come you started as a screenplay and then suddenly saw that it was a novel? At what point did you realise, hey, this would make a much better book?
Well, I don't know about much better book, but certainly the story is quite different told as a novel. Frankly, I was intimidated by the idea of writing a novel. I'd tried in my early 20s to write, and I'd produced embarrassingly bad results and thought, yeah, you can't do this, and had gone back into information technology, which was more my thing. And then, you know, as the years went by, I never sort of lost the dream of writing a novel, but I didn't do anything to get any better at it. And then, just for fun, I wrote a screenplay. We actually made a very, very low-budget movie, just for the hell of it, out of nowhere, after reading a book about somebody else who'd done it. And it came out better than we might have expected, and I thought, well, I may not be able to write a novel, but maybe I can do screenplay. So it was more a case of what I thought I could do, another way of telling stories. And once I'd finished the screenplay, of course I had a plot, I had characters, I had a lot of the elements of a book, and I thought, maybe I can have a go at that dream I've had for so long.
I'm fascinated with this because, you know how they always say everybody's got a book in them, and often people sort of set off in life and think, well, I'd really like to do, you know, something creative, but perhaps that's not practical. Did you have yearnings when you were younger always to write, but you sort of got sidetracked into data world?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think one of the problems was that I had this ridiculous idea that writing was something you were born with, that you were talented and you would sit down and you'd start writing deathless prose and so forth. And if my older self could have tapped my younger self on the shoulder, they would have said, young Graham, this takes time. If you want to be a neurosurgeon, or if you want to be a data modeler, you know, a database designer, it's going to take a lot of time and a lot of effort. So, of course, you're garbage at the moment. Now, yeah, spend some time on it. So, look, I don't regret going down the other path, because I think everything you do in life, or most of what you do in life, can be pulled in and used later on if you're broad enough in the way you look at it. So I don't have too many regrets about it, but I could have started earlier.
Do you find now that you consider yourself totally a novelist? You're looking totally as writing as a career?
Well, the success of the Rosie Project has just been enormous for me. It's meant I could give up the day job, so I am totally a writer. Now, Sony Pictures have bought the rights to the Rosie Project screenplay, the original screenplay.
The original screenplay got up, yes.
That's right. So we've gone full circle, which is fantastic. So I'm off to Los Angeles in 10 days or so to get started on redrafting of the screenplay. And a lot of that will be bringing in some of the better things that have emerged in the book and making sure that we get those onto the screen. And, you know, with film, there's many a slip twixt cup and lip. But I think I'll be focusing more on books. I'm working on a sequel to The Rosie Project at the moment, and I see that as possibly a trilogy. I've got two other books drafted, so the next few years of my life, I think, will be, with the exception of The Rosie Project screenplay, and perhaps any screenplay that comes out of any sequel to The Rosie Project, I'm going to be focusing on original novels.
You won the Victorian Premier's Award for Unpublished Manuscript with The Rosie Project. How encouraging was that for you?
Getting shortlisted was what it was all about. Because at that point I said, wow, that was the first real external feedback I had to say that what I'd written had any merit at all. And I hadn't, in fact, expected to win a literary award for it. I'd written it as well as I could, but you read literary fiction and you think, this is a pretty high bar to aim for. But getting shortlisted attracted the attention of publishers as well. So winning was a very nice bonus. But the shortlisting was what attracted the publishers and what gave me some confidence that I wasn't wasting my time.
Thanks for talking to us this morning, Graham. It's been wonderful.
Thank you, Karina. Much appreciated.